Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, you got a little scenarios game for us.
I do. I was thinking about this yesterday. I do some of my best thinking when I'm at the dog park, right? And it's just kind of quiet, and I'm listening to the Royals on radio yesterday, getting a big win in that first game. And I thought about, you know, the success that we're starting to experience here in Kansas City and how much people just want this team to win, right? And they're, what, five games over 500, and the world's excited right now about Royals baseball. So I want to present two scenarios to you, and you can only pick one, okay? You can only pick one. I've got door number one and door number two. Call me Monty Hall. Does anybody even know who that is, JT? You have no idea who Monty Hall is. No clue.
Zero.
Right, zero run, right? All right, so here's door number one. Right now, you can take this, Josh.
Probably thought Monty Hall was a cornerback from Washington that's going to be in the draft.
Probably, but it's not. Do your research on Monty Hall if you don't know. So I can give you door number one right now. You can have the Royals achieving over the next 20 years exactly what Carl Peterson accomplished with the Chiefs. 15 winning seasons out of 20, a 55% winning percentage, 9 seasons in the postseason, 13 years finishing in first or second place, leading the league in attendance, and creating a FOMO for every game. Or I can give you door number two, and for the next 20 years, you could just take your chances and see what happens. Remember, Whitey Herzog has the highest winning percentage of Royals baseball at 547. Carl Peterson had a 56% winning percentage as the general manager of the Chiefs. So are you signing up for door number one, or are you going to take your chances with door number two?
In scenario number one, we're not winning at all.
No, correct. We're not. Correct? No, I said exactly what Carl Peterson accomplished.
That would be nice seasons, no end game.
Basically 20 years of winning baseball, where you went into every season thinking you had a chance.
But never winning.
But never winning.
You can't give me a title. You can't let it play out and get a title. There are no titles at the end of that rainbow.
Right. You give me that 20 years of just great, fun baseball like Carl had here in Kansas City. Carl put the NFL back on the map in Kansas City, essentially saved the Chiefs from moving when he came here to Kansas City. I was doing some deep diving yesterday. Like, when he took over, there were like 28,000 season tickets or something like that, and it immediately became the highest attended team in the AFC year in and year out, and they won, and they had stars and whatnot, but never did get that Super Bowl championship. So I'm giving you Carl Peterson's reign.
It was just clarifying.
Yes. No championships.
Which is why I take door number two.
So you're going to let it play out and take your chances.
Correct.
But you also have the opportunity to have losing seasons, correct, to have seasons that aren't fun, to have what we've been through.
Let me take it a step further with the Chiefs.
Okay.
Okay. We had all those.
Right.
Hasn't this been better?
Sure it has.
We've been winning.
But what if you only had one championship?
We've been winning championships.
Right.
I want a chance to win championships.
Okay.
This is more fun.
Okay. That's fair. I understand.
Yeah.
But there's also the chance you don't win.
Correct.
And there's also chances that of under 500 last places.
That was what we had. It wasn't, I wouldn't say it was fun along the way, but there was more heartbreak than anything. I'll take winning the championships, and so I have to let it play out in order to possibly win championships.
Okay.
I'm letting it play
out. You're letting it play out. See, yeah. I think for where baseball is right now, if you tell me over the next 20 years we're not going to win a World Series, but boy, we're going to have 15 winning. See, I like what we're doing right now, and I know it sounds weird, and we've been through the give me that 1 year in 14 or 15 versus, you know, sustained success. We know John Sherman has talked about having that sustained success and getting in as a wild card team and not having to win it every year. And then I look back at what we did and how great 14 and 15 were, but how miserable the last 10 years have been.
I'm not saying it's been pleasant, but I would just challenge you to be more consistent.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Which Carl Peterson was.
Right at the jump.
Yeah.
I said I didn't want to be the Marlins.
Right.
Which was hit it and quit it, hit it and quit it.
Right.
Hit it and quit it.
But now looking back, you're like, not so bad.
Well, it's kind of what you did.
Yeah. Only one time. The Marlins at least did it twice in 5 years.
It's just that I don't think the Marlins were trying when they were quitting it. I think we were trying.
Well,
we weren't very good at it.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I would play it out. I want a title, but then I want the challenge to be you don't have to be all feast or famine.
Right.
You do have the ability with some hard work to be consistent. And that would be my challenge. So, yeah, I'd let it play out.
Okay.
I'd let it play out. I do want them to have a chance to win it. I don't want to have the chance of, I'm going to get to 13-3, but fall on my face in the playoffs. That sucks.
But what if the next 20 years are like the last 20 years where we have three winning seasons?
Do better. It's on you.
No, but I'm saying, what if it does play out that way? Would you look back and go, damn, I should have taken that number one?
I don't think so. I would be on them for not doing better at their jobs.
They're doing better at their job. But if you could guarantee sustained success for 20 years,
with no end game. No.
Okay. JT, where are you on that one?
I think I'm actually with you.
Me?
Bob.
Okay.
Yeah, where you take the 15 winning seasons.
Yeah.
Just because at some point after these couple of years of watching it, you're just like, I want to see some good baseball. I want to see competitive baseball.
And that's where I am. I'm with you on that. I want to see good competitive baseball, and I want to be able to bitch that they didn't win a championship. It gives us I'm thinking of us, okay? For 20 years, you know, you could play bad baseball and be totally irrelevant. But if you're winning and getting into the playoffs, that's content for us. That's talking points for us.
I don't have a baseball example for you. You could probably have one, but I don't want to be the Cowboys. I don't want to be the Bills.
Tampa Bay Rays.
I don't want to be the, right now, the Ravens. Mm-hmm. I don't want to, or this incarnation of the Ravens. I don't want to be these teams that, they do have a chance at the beginning. They could fight the fight and run the race and never get to the end.
Or you could be a team, though, that's written off in April.
Fine. At least I know I'm done. Last season was refreshing as hell for me. I didn't have to pay attention to squat.
Yeah, I understand that. I get it.
Great.
Sure. Yeah.
I didn't have to worry about the Royals. They were done. Gone. Bye. Out of my... it was fine.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? I could also do without them, which they should be fearful of.
Right.
As any organization should be relevant.
Right.
Right.
But so for 20 years, they will be being relevant. Or is that even right? Being relevant? Them being haved, I used to say, as a kid.
But with no end game. You want the end game,
right?
You want the end
game. You do. Yeah. Okay. That's fine. Yeah. I understand. I'll take 20 years of relevant, good, fun baseball that gets me hooked every single year. And then at the end of the year, we can, why did they make that trade? Why didn't they do that? You know, like we did with Carl. I think it's fun to have that kind of,
you want
to
be the
scenario.
Cowboys.
The Cowboys don't even make the playoffs though. I mean, the Cowboys are perennially 8-8, you know, like they're a middling team. I'm talking about being the Rays of the last 20 years where they're in the playoffs. They've got that opportunity. Every year you wake up, you know your team is going to have a chance.
I don't want to be the Oakland A's.
No, you don't want to be the A's?
Oakland A's would be my example.
Okay, yeah. No, I'll take the Rays, though, over the last 20 years and what they've been able to do, put a great product on the field, even though nobody's watching, and give themselves the opportunity to get there. So you guys can weigh in on that at 913-586-7610. Are you door number one, and that's for the next 20 years, take the Carl Peterson-era Chiefs and turn it into the Royals, or are you going to let this thing play out over the next 20 years and just see what happens?
I'm saying the Cowboys, 23 playoffs, 22 playoffs, 21 playoffs, 2018 playoffs, 2016 playoffs, 2014. They've been in it.
They have. Yeah, that's good. That's better than I thought.
But nothing.
No championships. Losing the playoffs every year.
And then,
it's great sports radio talk, Josh.
Sell the belief that you're relevant and you get way too much airtime for it.
Yeah, you do. Nationally, you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess I just want sustained success for the Royals. And we've experienced that. Not that I don't want a championship. We've experienced that championship, but boy, I would love to wake up every morning for the next decade plus knowing, hey, we got a chance. We're going to be a good team. We're going to be a fun team.
And in your scenario, you are flying blind a little bit because you don't know that there won't be an end game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there is that naivete about, like, well, I don't know where this is going to go, maybe. And then,
but you wake up every year and go, man, we got a chance.
And then it cuts off like The Sopranos and just fades to black at the end, and we don't know. We don't know the end. I want an end game, so yeah.
Okay, you want that end game. But every year you're going to wake up living in this, right? Living, not knowing what the end game is, but living in it every year, waking up thinking we got a chance, which is what we did with Carl Peterson. Every year.
Yeah. I mean, I woke up last year fine that we weren't in it, so.
And yeah, you just moved on. You cut it out. See, yeah. I'm different. I want to wake up every year knowing we got a baseball team that's legit.
Then your baseball team should do better. That's kind of where I'm at. Like, it's on them. It's not on me making a deal with the devil. Mm-hmm. It's on you to do better.
No, I'm not making any more deals with the devil. I did that, and it didn't go so good.
Seemingly, we did, and we just didn't know it.
Yeah, we didn't know it. And I'm not going to lie. The last 10 years have sucked. It was gross watching whatever was put out there. This has been fun. Like, I'm watching Bobby Witt bust it the first and getting excited.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.